Very quickly, we are approaching Christmas.
在这个圣诞节的时候呢，我们来思想，我们来默想这一位圣婴耶稣基督。
And as we do approach Christmas, let us take the time to think about and meditate on this child, Jesus.
我们特别感谢主，我们过去这个星期我们可以有这个儿童的假期圣经班。
We're especially thankful to God that this past week we were able to have the vacation Bible study.
我们有很多个孩子，差不多超过30位孩子到我们当中。
And we had many children come to us, over 30 people, over 30 children.
你只要看看我们周围的这个装饰。
And you just have to look around you and at the interior decor.
孩子非常的开心，非常的喜乐，在这边学习神的话语。
And the children were very happy and joyful as they learned God's word with us.
而且在这个三天过后呢，我们在昨晚上呢就有这个圣诞节的庆祝跟布道会。
And at the end of it, last night, we were able to have a Christmas dinner as well as a message.
那么我们这边坐满了人。
And the church was full.
而且呢，我们的这些新朋友呢，比我们弟兄姐妹的人数还多。
And in fact, our new friends were outnumbered even our own brothers and sisters.
我们非常感谢主，这个就是教会应该做的事。
And I'm very thankful to God, and this is exactly what the church should be doing.
我们也特别感谢弟兄姐妹带领很多朋友来参加我们的这个圣诞的这个庆祝会。
We're also thankful to our brothers and sisters who brought your friends to join us last night.
我们更感谢主，让我们的这些儿童圣经班的同工们、弟兄姐妹非常合作，我们在一起侍奉是非常的喜乐。
And we're also very thankful that all the co-laborers in this church were able to work together. And we're just very thankful for that.
如果你没有来的话，你错过了我们在一起工作的喜乐。
And if you weren't here, then you have missed out on the joy of working together.
但是还有机会，明年你可以来参加。
But there will be another chance next year.
那么我们在这个庆祝会的时候呢，我们跟大家分享圣诞节的意义到底是什么。
And at this celebration, we shared with everyone what the true meaning of Christmas was.
那么今天呢，我们同样也要跟大家一起来思想，但是我们用不同的经节。
Today we will be doing the same, but we will be looking at a different passage.
所以刚才我们读的这段圣经呢，以赛亚书9章第6节，他说：“因为有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们。”
We read just now that for to us a child is born, and to us a son is given.
那么政权必在他肩头上，他的名称为奇妙测试，全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。
And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
我并不打算用这段圣经向你讲一篇从这段圣经的道。
I will not be telling you or preaching to you from this entire verse.
但是呢，我们只是要默想他的名。
What I will be doing is to get you to consider the names.
这边讲到耶稣基督的名，或者他的名叫做奇妙的测试，全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。
And over here we see the names that have been ascribed to Jesus, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
这段圣经呢，其实就是在以赛亚向着犹大国来劝告他们。
This was a passage that Isaiah used to speak to the Jews, to Judah.
在犹大国里面，这个时候被亚述王来统治。
And Judah was being held by the king of Assyria, was being taken over.
所以这个时候呢，以赛亚告诉他们不要怕，因为有一位王，有一个婴孩为你们而生。
And at this point, Isaiah was telling them, "Do not be afraid, because a king is being born to you."
所以今天呢，我们不是在思想整段圣经，但是我要大家思想他讲到。 这边有一个婴孩为他们而生，有一个婴孩也是为我们而生，他的名字叫什么？
Today we will be looking at how Isaiah says to them, a child is being born to you, a child is also being born to us, and what his name is.
这有个婴孩, 这个婴孩的名字呢, 叫做什么呢? 这个婴孩的名字呢, 竟然是叫做 全能的神, 他的名字叫做永在的父, 他的名字叫做和平的君。
This child, a child, is being called Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace.
你看到这个孩子, 一个婴孩, 一个baby, 诞生的时候, 他跟别的婴孩不一样, 他竟然能够叫做全能的神。
This is no normal infant. It is an infant that is in fact being called Mighty God.
这个婴孩叫做永在的父。
This infant is called Everlasting Father.
我们读这段圣经的时候, 我们就觉得很惊讶, 怎么样, 一个婴孩怎么我叫他父呢?
Is that not strange that as we read this, that we are calling a baby a father?
所以我们在思想的时候, 这个婴孩为我们而生, 不是普通的婴孩。
And as we think about this, we come upon the realization that this baby is no normal baby.
我们每次庆祝圣诞节的时候, 我们大家都很开心, 哇, 我们庆祝圣诞节, 我们有看到圣诞树, 我们可以交换礼物。
When we celebrate Christmas, we are all in high spirits. We can eat together, we can exchange gifts.
我们到乌节路去走, 看到, 感受到圣诞的气氛。
And we walk down Orchard Road and we soak in the atmosphere of Christmas.
我们看到很多人都庆祝圣诞节, 每一家, 每一户, 每一个办公楼, 每一个购物中心, 都在庆祝圣诞节。
And we see everyone celebrating Christmas. Every family, every shopping center, everyone is celebrating Christmas.
不管你信主, 不信主, 都在庆祝圣诞节。
Whether you believe in God or you don't, everyone celebrates it.
但是不信的人, 我问你, 你在庆祝什么圣诞节呢?
But to those who don't believe, what Christmas are you celebrating?
他庆祝一个没有圣婴的圣诞。
They are celebrating a Christmas without a Christ.
啊, 就奇怪了, 你, 我们基督徒庆祝圣诞, 我们明白, 我们在庆祝耶稣基督的诞生, 不信主的人庆祝, 怎么庆祝呢?
As Christians, we understand that Christmas is the celebration of the birth of Christ. But what are the other people celebrating?
当然我也知道有一些基督徒不庆祝圣诞。
Of course, I know there are some Christians who don't celebrate Christmas. They say, well, Christ wasn't born in December.
当然我们也知道主耶稣不是在十二月诞生，这个是后来在中世纪的时候才开始庆祝圣诞节。
Of course, we know that Christ wasn't born during this time, he was born.
所以他们不庆祝圣诞节。
And that's why they do not celebrate Christmas.
因为圣经没有教导我们庆祝圣诞节。
Because the Bible didn't tell us to celebrate.
但是他庆祝孩子的生日。
Yet they celebrate their child's birthday.
圣经也没有教导我们要庆祝孩子生日，但是可以庆祝。
The Bible didn't tell us to do that, but it's okay.
这是假冒伪善。
That is hypocrisy.
我们每一天都应该庆祝圣诞节。
We should be celebrating Christmas every day.
每一个主日都庆祝圣诞节。
Every Lord Day.
但是来到世界人在庆祝圣诞节的时候，我们就趁这个机会告诉他们什么叫做圣诞节。
But when the world celebrates Christmas, we need to take this opportunity to tell them what is Christmas.
所以每一个我们每一个圣诞节的时候呢，都有这个圣道布道会。
And that is why every Christmas we have a Christmas evangelistic message.
这个是最自然的来解释圣诞是怎么一回事，耶稣是怎么一回事情。
And it is on the most natural way to explain what Christmas is.
所以我们来让大家思想圣诞节这一个婴孩诞生的时候跟其他的婴孩有什么不同呢？
And so we want to consider that during Christmas, this infant that was born to us, this baby, how is he different?
如果我们看我们的经文, 他说这个婴孩是为我们而生的。
If we look at today's verse, it says, for to us a child is born.
他说这个孩子, 这个男孩子是为我们赐给我们的。
To us a son is given.
而且他在肩头上面担当了政权。
And in fact, the government shall be upon his shoulder.
意思说这个婴孩诞生跟别的婴孩不同。
And that tells us that this baby is not the same as any other baby.
这个婴孩诞生呢, 他要承担政权, 是他有权柄的。
This baby will take on authority.
他要统治这个世界。
And he will take over this world.
所以这个婴孩跟别的婴孩不同。
So this baby is different.
而且他的名字叫什么呢? 他的名字叫奇妙的测试。
And in fact, his name is Wonderful Counselor.
所以我们在思想这个时候呢, 我们要想到名字呢, 名字是什么意思呢？名字的意思呢，就是那个人的特性，他的个性。
As we look at today's verse, we want to see also that a name is meant to reflect this person's character.
旧约里面讲到人的名字呢，是代表他的本性。
In the Old Testament, a person's name represents his character.
所以这边他说，这个婴孩的特性是什么呢？它是一个奇妙的测试。
And we see that this baby being called Wonderful Counselor.
当然，在解经上面呢，有人说在这里呢出现的几个字，他说奇妙是一个，测试是一个，全能是一个，神是一个，永在是一个，父是一个，和平是一个，君是一个。
Some people, as they exposit this verse, will say that wonderful is one character, counselor is another, mighty is another, God is another, everlasting, father, prince, and peace are all separate.
他们说有八个。
They say there are eight characteristics.
但是我们可以总结来讲，只有四个。
But if we take them as a whole, what we really see is four.
他说是奇妙的测试。
We see that he is a wonderful counselor.
这个奇妙是指超越，这个奇妙这个字通常都来形容神。
This word wonderful is beyond our thinking, and it's very often used to describe God.
他测试是指 counselor 或者是辅导的意思。
A counselor is a teacher.
是他来告诉你怎么样过一个有智慧的人生。
And he tells you how to live a life of wisdom.
所以这里就形容到这一位要出世的婴孩，这个圣婴呢是一个很有智慧的圣婴。
And we see that this baby is a baby of great wisdom.
所以当我们在思想一个婴孩为我们而生的时候，我们要思想到这里呢，接下来他不但是讲到这个婴孩是奇妙的测试，而且他是永这个全能的神。
Not only is he called Wonderful Counselor, he is also called Mighty God.
但是你要仔细想，这个是一个婴孩嘛，他是一个 baby, 他怎么会叫做神呢？
But we must consider how this baby is called a God.
所以这边就给我们想到道成肉身。
And here is where we consider the word became flesh.
道成肉身，意思说神成为人。
And that means God became man.
神怎么可以成为人呢？
How can God become man?
全能的神怎么可以变成这个不是全能的人呢？
How can a mighty God become an unmighty man?
所以我们在思想到耶稣的时候呢，他在婴孩的时候，他出生的时候就是全能的神，他同时就是 100% 的神，也是 100% 的人。
When this baby was born to us, he is both 100% man and 100% God.
所以这一当我们来思想主耶稣为我们诞生的时候，我们要思想这一位神呢是一个完全的神，完全的人，同时出现。
And as we consider Christmas, we need to understand that Christ was born to us 100% man and 100% God.
很多人说我们明白耶稣基督他是完全的神，完全的人，我们明白，其实我们实际上是不明白。
Some people say, yeah, yeah, I understand. He is 100% man, 100% God. But the fact is, we do not understand.
这一位耶稣呢，他是怎么样诞生呢？他的这个道成肉身，他成为人，是一个既奇妙，所以这个叫奇妙的测试，非常不可能、不可思议的事情发生了。
How is it possible that this Jesus is both fully man and fully God? We don't understand it, and that's why he's called Wonderful Counselor.
这个超越我们的思想。
This is far beyond our reasoning.
如果你用人的思想是想，根本想不通。
And if you use human logic, you cannot understand it.
你想，神是无所不在、无所不能、无所不知的。
We know that God is omnipotent, omnipresent, and omniscient.
但是人是有限的，神是无限的。
Yet man is limited, God isn't.
但是呢，如果那个无限的人神怎么变成有限的人？他变成人的时候，他是不是失去了神的本性呢？
How can an unlimited God become a limited man? And when he does become a man, does he lose his deity?
要不你就神，要不你就是人，怎么会又神又人呢？
It's either you're man or you're God. How can you be both?
所以这个里面就牵涉到一些思想是超越我们的。
And we have chanced upon some ideas that are far beyond our understanding.
实际上你要知道这个是最奇妙的事情，道成肉身呢，耶稣成为一个婴孩呢，是根本是超越我们的思想。
And this idea of word becoming flesh and God becoming man is beyond our understanding.
神的智慧超越我们的智慧。
God's wisdom is far beyond our wisdom.
他的道路超越我们的道路。
And His ways are higher than
很多人不能够接受到底耶稣基督怎么可以成为人，神怎么可以成为人呢？不能接受。
And many people can't accept the fact that God became man.
所以呢，我们要在思想这个的时候呢，在主日我们对基督徒庆祝圣诞节的时候，我要你思想耶稣诞辰肉身是怎么一回事情。
And as we come to celebrate Christmas, I want you to consider how is it that Jesus was incarnated in the flesh.
我们通常来到教会，哎呀，所有的真理我们都听过。其实我告诉你，你有听过，但是你根本就不明白，你变成骄傲，你根本不知道里面的那个奥秘是怎么一回事情。
If you come to church regularly and you come and say, oh, but I've heard all this before, I understand it. The fact is you don't. And sitting there, you might become proud, but you don't see the mystery of it all.
我们要知道神成为人是极不可能的事情。
We need to understand that God becoming man is an impossible thing.
但是神要拯救人的时候呢，他又是慈爱的神，他又是完全的公义的神，这样慈爱与公义之间呢，怎么样得到一个平衡呢？
As God became man, He is fully righteous, yet He is fully loving.
这两个怎么能够存在呢？
How do these two natures coexist?
我们在昨晚上跟大家讲到，主耶稣必须成为人。
We said yesterday that Jesus had to become man.
他必须成为人，他才能够担当人的罪。
And only in becoming man was He able to take the sins of the world upon Himself.
当他上十字架的时候，
As He was put on the cross,
当他走上十字架的时候，
As He was approaching the cross,
他祷告主啊，如果可以， 把这个杯挪开，把这个十字架拿去，我可以不死吗？
And he prayed to God and he said, if it is possible, let this cup pass. If it is possible, let me not die.
神的答案是什么？ 不可以。
God's answer was impossible.
不可以的意思是说你一定要死。
Impossible means you must die.
为什么主耶稣一定要死呢？
Why did Jesus have to die?
因为神是公义的。
Because God is a righteous God.
如果神要赦免人呢，人的罪必须要有人来担。
And if God was to forgive man, man's sin needed to be paid for.
神不可以说一句话我赦免你就赦免你。
God cannot willy-nilly with one word say, oh, you're forgiven.
今天我们听到许多教会，许多人，许多基督徒说，哎呀，赦免就赦免，我们把罪看得太过清淡。
Today we hear a lot of people who take forgiveness so lightly to say, oh, it's okay, just forgive him. We have taken sin too lightly.
我们讲赦免就赦免吗？
Can we just say, oh, forgiven?
我告诉你，神都不能这样说。
Let me tell you, God even can't say that.
你说神不能吗？
And you say, can't God?
神的确不能说，因为他是公义的神，他不能够说赦免就赦免，他一定要有人，有耶稣基督代替人的罪，他才能够赦免人。
Indeed, God is a righteous God, and He cannot just forgive without any price being paid, without Jesus having to bear the sins.
我们在上个星期就看到了，在巴勒斯坦有一个八九个枪手进去这个学校，开枪扫射所有这个132个孩子。
We saw last week in Pakistan, some Taliban militants entering a school and killing with rifles and guns 132 children.
最小的才五岁，
The youngest was 5 years old.
而且是第二天上课，
And it was only his second day at school.
他们发现他的子弹是 point blank， 就是在最大他的头上开一枪就打死他。
And they found that a gun was placed point blank on his head.
如果你是他的父母，
If you were his parent,
你可以说赦免的就赦免吗？
Can you say, oh, that's okay, forgive him?
如果我告诉你赦免吧，如果是这样的话呢，这个神不是公义的神。
If I tell you that he can just be forgiven like that, this God is not a righteous God.
这个神是一个公义的神，他必须审判罪恶。
Because he is a righteous God, he has to punish sin.
今天我们不讲这个。
We don't say that much today.
今天我们讲了神很爱我们，所以随便只要你犯罪没有关系，神赦免就赦免，我们把罪看得很轻。
Today we say, oh no, God is a loving God. You know, if you just come to Him and He will forgive you, we take sin lightly.
我们只要说一句话吗？神赦免，他有权能吗？他只要赦免就赦免好了。
We say all it takes is a word. God is sovereign. All he has to say is one word.
如果你是那个父母，你把那个那些杀害你孩子的人告上法庭，法庭的法官说没关系啦，赦免他。你赦免有这个法官公义吗？
Imagine this: if you were one of those parents, and the court of law tells you, "Don't worry, just forgive these people," would you feel that justice has been done?
今天我们不讲这个公义。
Today we don't talk about that.
今天我们只讲爱，我们就彼此相爱，不管他神是不是公义的。
We just talk about love, and we need to love one another. It doesn't matter whether God is righteous.
我们就看到耶稣基督必须降世为人。
But no, we see that Jesus had to become man.
他必须成为人，为什么呢？他必须要走上世人的道路，替世人担当他的罪，神才能够赦免人。
He had to live the life of a man, and then he had to take on the sins of man in order that our sins be forgiven.
所以你看到神是这样的对待罪恶。
And we see how God has approached sin.
所以耶稣必须要诞生，成为一个婴孩，长大，成为一个人，然后走上十字架，担当我们的罪。
And that is why Jesus was born a baby. He had to live the life of a man, and then he had to take the cross and the sins of the world were
placed. 今天我们讲到圣诞节的时候，我们都很开心啊！圣诞节我们彼此庆祝，又大吃大喝的，然后又有礼物拿。但是你不要忘记，这个救恩临到我们的时候，我们很大是大喜乐的事情。但是当这个婴孩一诞生之后呢，他走的就是这是苦难的道路。
Today in our celebrations, we eat and we drink and we're joyful, and it is true. This news is great news to us. You must also remember that when this baby was first incarnated, the life he lived was a hard life.
所以他在走的道路呢，当我们庆祝圣诞的时候，你要知道主耶稣是降世来受苦。
As we celebrate Christmas, we must remember that Jesus came to earth in order to suffer for us.
当主耶稣降世的时候，我要你看一节圣经。
We will take a look at a piece of scripture.
路加福音
Book of Luke.
你打开路加福音第二章。
Luke chapter 2. Please turn your Bibles there.
路加福音第十二章。
Luke chapter 12.
你看第三十五节，34、35节
，verses 34 and 35。
当主耶稣诞生的时候，有一个先知叫做西面，他来给他们祝福。33节说，孩子的父母因这论耶稣的话，就希奇西面给他们祝福，又对孩子的母亲玛利亚说，这孩子被立。路加福音2章34。 四节说，西面给他们祝福，就对孩子的母亲玛利亚说：“这孩子被立，是要叫以色列中许多人跌倒，许多人兴起，又要做毁谤的画饼，叫许多的心的意念被显出来。但是你是玛利亚，你自己的心也要被刀刺透。”
Luke chapter 2, verse 34 and 35 says, And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed.
你要知道，当孩子诞生的时候，大家都快乐。 但是有一个先知告诉玛利亚，你这个母亲呢，你的心要被刀刺透。Everyone
is joyful that this child has been born. Yet this angel tells, yet Simeon tells Mary that your heart will be pierced.
为什么你的母亲玛利亚，耶稣的母亲玛利亚的心会被刀刺透呢？
Why would Jesus' mother Mary have her heart pierced?
因为主耶稣降世要走这条道路是受苦的道路。
Because his coming to this earth is meant as to suffer.
他要担当众人的罪。
And he will have to take on the sins of the world.
他要背负众人的罪。
And he will defeat the sins of the world.
他要在十字架上受苦为我们而死。
And he will die on the cross for our sake.
所以很多时候你要知道，主耶稣诞生，这个婴孩诞生，他不是普通的婴孩。
And so as we consider this, we consider the fact that this baby is no normal baby.
他是神成为人。
He is God made man.
很多人说，神怎么可以成为人呢？
How can God become man?
他是全知的，但是人是不是全知的？像他怎么两个怎么会同时出现呢？
God knows everything, but man doesn't. How do the two come together?
神是无限的, 人是有限的, 这两个怎么能够同时出现呢?
Unlimited God and limited man, how can they come together?
所以这个就是一个奥秘。
That is a mystery.
这个奥秘超越我们。
And this mystery is beyond.
圣经告诉我们, 神在他的智慧里面能够做成一件事情, 就是一个完全的神, 成为一个完全的人。
And the Bible tells us that God in his wisdom accomplished this. Fully man and fully God.
所以当我们看到耶稣基督的时候，弟兄姐妹， 如果你有来参加祷告会， 你就知道我们很深入地讨论这个问题。
And brothers and sisters, if you had joined us for prayer meeting, you would know that we would debate these things quite deeply.
我们讲到耶稣成为人的时候呢， 他有两个本性, two nature.
And we see that when Jesus became man, he had two natures.
他是同一个人，但是他有两个特性。
He is one person, but he has two characteristics.
他一个是神性，一个是人性。
One is the characteristics of God, the other is the characteristics of man.
当他在神性，他知道万有事情，但是他的人性不知道。
As God, he understands and knows everything, but as man, he doesn't.
同样时候，你看到神是完全有完全的这个。 这个能力的时候, 同时我们看到神, 耶稣基督, 会累, 会饿, 会渴。
As God, he was fully unlimited. Yet as a man, we saw that Jesus was thirsty, Jesus was hungry.
他说神怎么会饿和不会渴呢?
And we say, how can God be hungry and thirsty?
那个是他的人性。
That is his human character.
但是他的神性呢, 他是完全不需要吃东西, 他都可以永远活着。
But it's God's characteristics. He doesn't need to eat. He doesn't need water to survive.
我们看到神是无所不在的。
We see that God is everywhere.
但是他成为人的时候, 他就变成一个有同一个在一个时间，他只能够在一个地方。
But as a man, we see that at any one point, he can only be at one place.
这个就限制了他, 所以他的人性只能够在一个地方。神，耶稣在一个地方, 他在伯利恒的时候, 同时他又充满天下。
And we see that as a man, he has to be in a single place, but as God, he fills the world.
所以这个叫做人神合一, 叫做 hypostatic union.
And this is called the hypostatic union.
但是这个是一个很大的名词, 它的意思是说耶稣有两个本性, 同时存在。
It's a big word, but essentially what it means is Jesus has two natures existing at once.
怎么可能呢?
How is that possible?
它是奇妙的测试。
He is a wonderful counselor.
他的智慧超越我们许多。
And his wisdom is far greater than ours.
我们完全不能明白。
We can't even understand it.
圣经告诉我们, 我们就凭着信心接受。
The Bible tells us so, and in faith we will accept it.
如果你说你不明白，他就错。
If you say, I don't understand, and therefore this can't be.
这样你太过骄傲了。
Then you are arrogant.
如果爱因斯坦今天告诉你相对论。
If Einstein tells you, talks to you about the theory of relativity,
你说你听不明白,
you say, I don't understand it.
这样爱因斯坦错,
that means Einstein is wrong.
你就会笑, 这个人, 你听不懂爱因斯坦, 当然是你太笨, 不是爱因斯坦错。
Of course, you will laugh and say, if you don't understand Einstein, it doesn't mean he's wrong.
但是这个是万能的神在写的时候呢, 你在读圣经的时候, 你就知道有很多东西你根本不能明白的。
Yet this is an unlimited God, and everything that has been written down, a lot of it you won't understand.
如果你不明白爱因斯坦, 你都能够接受, 如果你这个全能的神写的这本书, 你更很多事情更加不可能明白。
And if Einstein, you can accept the fact that you won't understand some of what he says, what more a God who has written an entire book?
所以当我们今天看到圣婴诞生的时候, 我们要知道这个不是普通的圣婴, 它是全能的神诞生的。
So in this incarnation of this child, he is no normal child. He is God made man.
所以这个是超越奇妙测试, 我常常思想, 神成为人呢, 是最奇妙, 最不可能的事意, 不可思议的事情发生了, 只有神才会想出这个东西来。
God made man is something that is the most mysterious and unable to be understood, and it's only something that God can come up with.
就好像当我们讲到主耶稣为我们替死,
it is like when we say Jesus died for us.
他说耶稣钉在十字架上死了,
We say that Jesus was nailed to the cross and died.
那怎么可能呢? 神怎么会死的呢?
How's that possible? How can God die?
神不可能死, 他如果会死, 他就不是神了嘛?
If God can die, then he can't be God.
但是你要知道, 这一件事情又是我们提到这个神人这一个观念的时候呢, 我们就发现, 成为人, 耶稣的人性死的时候, 他的确是停止呼吸。
But again, we come back to the idea of the two natures, and when God or Jesus as a man died, he indeed physically died.
而且呢，他的确是以神父神分别了。And
he indeed was separated from God the Father.
但是他的神性不可能死的。Yet
his God characteristics, his God nature cannot die.
所以这个奇妙的这个神人的合一，hypostatic union, 这完全不能够让我们完全明白。
And so this mysterious hypostatic union just cannot be understood by us.
我们在这个我们的祷告会花很多个晚上在讨论这个问题。And
many nights during our prayer meeting have been devoted to this issue.
今天我们只是稍微提一提，当我们思想到耶稣诞生的时候呢，我们在想到神的奇妙。And
we're just scratching the surface over here, but as we consider God becoming man, we see that this is a great mystery.
这个奇妙的测试, 它的智慧超越我们的智慧。
And this is far, God's wisdom is far beyond ours.
他这里称耶稣不但是奇妙的测试, 他是全能的神。
Not only is Jesus called Wonderful Counselor, he's called Mighty God.
所以你看到这个婴孩, 这个当一个婴孩怎么会全能的神呢?
How can a little child, a baby, be called God?
因为他有他的神的神性,
because he has his God nature.
而且他是全能的, 万有都可以的, 他竟然成为了一个婴孩。
More than that, he is mighty. Nothing is beyond him. Yet, he can become a baby.
他成为一个婴孩, 好像非常无助, 但是他拥有全世界的权柄在他的手里。
A baby who seems so helpless, yet the authority of the world is in his hands.
除非你明白这个神人的合一性呢, 不然的话, 你完全不明白这个圣婴诞生坐在马槽里是怎么一回事情。
And unless you can come to terms with this hypostatic union, this God-man nature, only then will you start to see or understand this manger scene.
有时候我们想到, 当你有很好的计划, 你有很好的思想, 有很好的计划, 但是你没有能力 把它实现也没有用。
Sometimes you may have a great plan and a great idea, but you have no power to materialize the plan. That's useless.
神想到怎么样来拯救世人。
God came up with a plan in order to save man.
他爱我们。
He loved us.
他不要我们面对死亡。
And he doesn't want us to face death.
他不要让我们面对审判。
He does not want us to be judged.
他想出一个办法，就是神成为人。
And his plan is for God to become man.
他必须成为人, 他才能够取代人的这个审判。
And only as man was he able to take on man's sin.
但是呢, 他必须有这个能力实现才可以。
Yet he had to have the power to get this done, to accomplish this.
所以他就使到耶稣基督从玛利亚 诞生,
and therefore it is through Mary that Jesus was born.
刚才我们在路加福音，我们继续看路加福音第一章35节。
We looked at Luke just now, and we'll take a look at Luke chapter 1 verse 35.
这里提到童贞女玛利亚生子，一个童贞的女孩怎么可能生孩子呢？
Verse 35, we see that Mary is a virgin. How can a virgin give birth to a child?
所以这个需要能力。
This required mighty power.
他的能力能够做到的事情是我们不能够想象，全世界没有一件这样的事情发生过。
And it is only through power that this was accomplished, and never has this been seen around the world.
你看第一章35节。
If you look at chapter 1, Luke chapter 1 verse 35.
第一章35节说，天使回答说，圣灵要临到你身上，至高者的能力要 因聘你，因此你要生的是圣者，他称为神的儿子。
It says that the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God."
在科学上面根本不明白，怎么可以有一个女孩子是童贞女能够生子？不可能的事情。
And this is an impossibility as far as science is concerned, that a virgin would give birth or would conceive a child.
但是这个就是神的能力超越我们。
And there, in that instance, is God's power that's beyond our understanding.
神做不到，人做不到的事情，神能够做得到。
What man could not accomplish, God could.
如果神做一件我们能够做的事情，你就觉得不可能的事情，我们都能够做，有什么特别？但是神做一件我们不能做的事，你说不可能，所以不可能，绝对不可能相信。If
God does something that we can all do, you think, oh, that's not very powerful. But when God does something that we cannot do, we say, oh, that can't even be possible.
所以你不可能相信。
So there's no way you would come to a belief.
但是神能够超越，除非你明白神能够超越我们许多，可以做一些事情是我们根本不能够想象的。
But we have to understand that God can do things that we can't even fathom.
当我们想到圣诞节的时候，神在这个时候成就了一件事，人超越人的智慧，超越人的能力的事情。
And in this Christmas account of the birth of Jesus, God accomplished something that was far beyond our understanding and our wisdom.
他成就的就是当一个神成为了人。
He accomplished met God becoming man.
所以当我们在思想这件事情的时候，我们要知道神超越我们许多。
And as we look at this, we need to remember that God is far greater than we are.
所以今天呢，我们读这段经文，他看到说，这个婴孩是为我们而生，而且呢，他的名字叫奇妙测试永能的神。
And we go back to today's passage that this child, this son, was born to us. And his name is Mighty God, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God.
第三呢，他被称为是永在的父。And
number three, he is called Everlasting Father.
这个婴孩叫做永在的父，怎么可能呢？
This baby is called the Everlasting Father. How is that possible?
我们很多时候很难明白，在圣经里面他是圣子，怎么会叫做圣父呢？
Sometimes we look through the Bible and we know that he is the father, he is the son, but how can he also be the father?
但是这个是圣经的话。
Yet these are the words of the Bible.
圣经里面讲到说他是永在的父。
The Bible calls him the everlasting father.
很多解经家就在这边讲到，他的意思是说他代表父来，他代表天父来照顾我们，好像父亲照顾我们孩子这样。
And a lot of theologians say that this is a representation. He represents the Father to take care of us as the Father would.
如果你熟悉圣经，你就明白一件事情。If
you're familiar with the Bible at all, we would understand something.
耶稣被称为长子, firstborn.
Jesus is known as the firstborn.
作为长子，有一个责任就是代替父亲来照顾孩子，这个其他的弟弟妹妹。
The firstborn has the responsibility of representing the father to take care of the family.
旧约的长子是要得双重的这个遗产，产业。
And in the Old Testament, the firstborn is given twice or double portion of the inheritance.
为什么呢？他要代替父亲做这件事情。
Why? Because he represents the father to do these things.
我们中国人也是长兄，就是好像父亲这样。
And in the same way as Chinese people, the firstborn son is like the father.
所以他必须要代替父亲来照顾家庭。
And he takes on the role of father or he represents the father to take care of the family.
所以这边告诉我们，主耶稣将来要做的工作呢，就是好像他要代替父亲来照顾我们。
And this tells us that Jesus in the future will be like his father and will represent his father to take care of us.
他好像他就是父亲的代表。
He is the representative of.
直到我们永远有父亲的照顾，没有不会像孤儿这样。
And that means for us that we will never be orphans and we will always have a father.
所以这一位婴孩诞生的时候，他是充满了智慧。
This baby becoming man was full of wisdom.
他充满了能力。
He is full of power.
而且他充满了父亲的爱。
Yet he is also full of the father's love.
能够不断的照顾我们。
That he can take care of us.
最后一个呢, 第四个呢，就是他是和平的君。
The fourth title he has been given is Prince of Peace.
这个和平呢，有时候我们翻译成平安。
This peace or this word is considered
peace.
Peace
的意思就是说平安，有时候其实它的意思呢，在希伯来文是 shalom。shalom 的意思呢，超过但是和平，它还包括了福气 tranquility， 这有一种不但是有平安，而且能够有福气，有这种这个福气。
This word peace in Hebrew is translated shalom, and it goes beyond just our everyday understanding of peace. There is an assurance and there is a tranquility about it.
它是一个 blessing.
It is a blessing.
它有一种给我们最好的来赐福给我们。
And it means to be giving us of the best.
所以这个婴孩来的时候呢，它带给我们许多的福气。
And this child, as he came to us, gave us a lot of blessing. A lot
他不但去除了我们的一切的罪恶。
He has not only erased our sin.
他不但的替我们担当我们的惩罚。
He has not only taken the punishment on himself.
而且呢，他来把福气、把恩典、把怜悯全部都带给我们。
But in fact, he has come to give us grace, blessing, and peace.
所以当我们在思想这个圣婴的时候，我们要充满感恩的心。
This must result in a heart that is thankful.
当我们想到婴这个圣诞节的时候呢，我们不要像世人只是吃吃喝喝很高兴，我们要思想深入一点。
As we celebrate Christmas this week, we cannot celebrate it like the world and just drink, eat and be happy.
我们要知道，这圣婴主耶稣诞生，对我们来讲是一个大好的消息。
And we need to know that this Jesus that was born for us is great news.
他对我们来讲成为大好消息，是因为我们接受他，我们相信他，我们才是一个好消息。
This good news, however, is only when you believe in him and when you accept him.
你接受他的这个礼物。
You accept this gift.
你听从他的话。
And you listen to him.
你离开罪恶归向他。
You turn away from your sin and turn to him.
你才是一个，这样才是一个福气。
Only then is that blessing yours.
对我们是一个福气，但是对主耶稣来讲，它是一个苦难的道路。
To us it is blessing, but to the Lord Jesus it was a life of suffering.
但是他愿意担当这个苦难，来使到我们得到喜乐。
Yet he willingly took on this life.So that we can have everlasting joy.
所以我们在思想圣诞的时候呢，我们要想到这一位神所成就的事情。
As we celebrate Christmas, we need to consider what it is that this God has accomplished for us.
这个是超越我们许多，它是非常奇妙的测试，它是全能的神。
Is far beyond human understanding. He is a wonderful counselor. He is a mighty God.
所以当我们来思想这件事情的时候，我们要充满了感恩而且赞美。
And as we consider these things, we need to be filled with thanksgiving and we need to be filled with worship.
他有智慧来拯救我们。
He has the wisdom to save us.
他有能力来拯救我们。
He has the power to save us.
而且他有爱来继续不断的照顾我们。
And he has love that enables him to take care of us.
而且他带来的是极大的福气。
And what he brings to us is great blessing.
但是这个福气不是 automatic, 不是自然的，你必须要接受它才能够有。
Yet it is not a blessing that is given to you, but it need or that is given to you automatically, but it needs to be accepted.
所以当我们在思想圣诞节主耶稣诞生的时候，我们让我们抱着一个敬拜的心、感恩的心来接受它。
And as we understand and celebrate Christmas with these thoughts in mind. Let us have a heart that is willing to accept Him.
让我们来唱回刚才我们所唱的诗歌。让我们来唱77首。
Let us sing a hymn to respond to this song number 77.